So again, we have challenging words from Jesus in the gospel. If we recall yesterday, he called them fools for being more concerned about the external appearance than the interior conversion of heart. And today he's calling out these woes. And even the scholar says, you're insulting us. And so we can see with the words of Jesus and in the words of St. Paul to the Galatians, this not to be concerned with the opinion and the impression of others when we speak the truth. How easy it is to cower from speaking the truth because we're afraid we might offend somebody or we might insult somebody. St. Paul gave a pretty descriptive list of the many sins that are so prevalent in the life of the Galatians and in the life of Americans today. Do we have the heart open to conversion to hear these lists of sins, and instead of being insulted and getting our feelings hurt, do we receive the challenge and the invitation to conversion? Because this is why Paul was writing, this is why Jesus was speaking. Speaking the truth, which sometimes is hard to hear, but is always meant to bring us to the light, to bring us to life. Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life. The works of the flesh, as St. Paul talks about, lead us to darkness. And if any of us have ever tasted even the smallest bit of that list, can say honestly about the darkness that comes when we follow the flesh. But if we've ever surrendered even the slightest bit to the Holy Spirit and surrendered our life of selfishness and vainglory and allowed the promptings of the Spirit to motivate us, then we've tasted the sweetness of the Spirit, what St. Paul calls the fruit. And so we pray to really enter into this battle that we're all in between the flesh and the Spirit. The flesh, the earthly part of us, the part of us that's corrupted by sin, that drags us down, has us turned in on ourselves and focused on ourselves, whereas St. John Paul II would say that we want to love things and use people. Those are the works of the flesh. But when we are alive in the Spirit with the fruit of the Spirit, we are properly ordered and we love people and use things. But maybe as an examination of conscience, for the good and the bad, we can go back through this, Galatians chapter 5, these two lists, and to see where the darkness has gotten hold in our lives, where we've turned to selfishness. And we ask for the grace to hear these challenging words of truth. And even if we feel insulted, feel put off, we will accept the challenge, the challenging words that will lead us to light and to life. Amen.